I always love when we bring in our friends from New Hampshire Fish and Game. Count me as a fan of that agency. By the way, best uniforms and trucks in the country of any Fish and Game, but I'm biased. They do great work out there, and if you're a younger person or middle age, you want to make a career change. I don't know if they have openings, but that's something I would have loved to have done years back, but I guess it didn't work out. But Captain Michael Eastman, New Hampshire Fish and Game, with an update. And with spring officially here, Captain, thank you for what you do. I hope everyone's well. Different challenges, but you had a busy kind of end of the winter, even though we didn't have what I call a very harsh winter. Take it away, Captain.
Yeah, no, this winter is definitely very unique. I had read 9 degrees warmer than any winter we've ever had. And but with that said, we had more snow in the North Country here in Western Maine than they had anywhere in the continental United States. We had folks calling in from Michigan who would normally, you know, Michigan, Wisconsin, those areas that generally get a lot of snow, big snowmobile country. They didn't have any snow. They had a lot early, and then it kind of went away. And so, yeah, it was very busy. Like, a lot of folks from New York, Vermont, coming over and riding. So, yeah, it was very busy. You know, I can't say we had a record year for accidents. Certainly, we had more fatalities this year than we've had in past years. But as things seem to go, you know, when we get into the season and we have a lot of fatalities or incidents within a really short time frame, it seems like we have a lot, and that piques people's interest. But at this point, I can't say, you know, that we had a lot more accidents than we've had in other years. But it certainly was very busy for our guys out there.
Captain Eastman, New Hampshire Fish and Game, live on Good Morning Hampshire, the Pulse of an Age. Captain, with the earlier, now I know we just get spring going this week, but earlier ice out on our big lake, the Big W, and you know, people just getting the mindset that we're having an earlier spring, it doesn't mean those waters coming off an overnight are particularly any warmer per se. It might be a little bit, but do you worry about some early fishing and boating accidents, which unfortunately do happen? People forget the fundamentals, whether it's life jacket, check the boat, check the gear, you know, think of what can go wrong. Do you worry some earlier stuff happening on the water?
Yeah, we always get worried, and we've seen some incidents where, you know, we've had some you know, the rivers, obviously, you know, with the rain we've had and what snow we have had that is melting, it certainly creates issues. I know there was an incident in the Winnipesaukee River where an individual decided to take his young children out, and there was an issue there in a canoe and it capsized. So, you know, it's issues like that. As we start getting into the, you know, in the next month and the month after, and we'll have some warmer weather, when you have those warm days and the water is still extremely cold, I mean, we're going to have fishermen out there very shortly at the, you know, April 1st is the opening of trout and salmon season. So, you know, people will be out in boats. Wear your life jackets, heavy life jackets right there with you, because when you get into that water, it doesn't take very long for you to succumb to it. So, you know, just think ahead and while you're out there enjoying it. But, you know, when you get out and you have those warm days, you get into, you know, the colder water, you know, even if you're swimming or whatever, just, you know, make sure that you have that life-saving equipment there, whether it's a throw ring or something like that, or or a Type 5 throwable to throw out to people if they get in trouble.
Especially, you know, a lot of times people like to get off an area, a stream, a brook, a pond where it's solitude and quiet, maybe no one around. So you also have to think if something happens, you may be out there alone, right? Because no one's going to get there in a couple minutes per se. Captain, go ahead. I had a question.
No,
ahead,
I think preparation, anything like that, you know, whether you're, you know, walking, you know, by yourself or hiking or, you know, everything's about preparation. You know, make sure that you have extra clothing if you do get wet, or if it gets colder, if you get to elevation and you've got some warmer, some clothing to put on, and you have a light and fire making equipment and food and things like that. And, you know, some of the hiking incidents we've had has been some of this minimus hiking, which is very popular now, where you take the least amount of equipment with the least amount of clothing, and you know, you don't wear boots, you kind of wear, you just want to do it very quickly. And that's where we've seen the trouble. You know, where you get into, you know, a situation where you get into high snow or the temperature drops, and then they get hypothermic, and obviously things go very bad very quickly when people get hypothermic, and so, being prepared is...
And it can happen quickly. And when it happens, with especially if you're wet, we listen to Captain Michael Eastman, New Hampshire Fish Game. Before we let you go, Captain, I do have a recruitment question, or just a question about your background, how long you've been in the fishing game. But your story there about the extra stuff, and I can't stress that enough. Over the years up north, just doing some hiking, I remember years ago we had an instructor for an OEC course, Neil. I think it was you might know, is it Androscoggin Rescue up around Mount Washington, or one of the rescue services, Mountain Rescue. Neil was a great mountain guy. And so I remember the test. He'd have a table of, like, gloves, hat, you know, like a poncho, plastic bag, and he'd say, okay, you got one choice here. and a lot of times when you do it, it was for ski patrol, and a lot of times when you were sitting there, you know, everyone went for the hat or the bag. He goes, nope. Gloves. You lose your hands, you can't do a damn thing. And how do you make a pair of gloves when you're freezing up in the woods? And
right.
you're not going to be, you know, you don't have leather, you don't have plastic. How are you going to keep your hands? So I always remember that. Hey, Captain, how many years fishing game? And what's your message? And do you have openings? I know we have regular our state police segment right about now. I think they have a test that we talk a lot about recruitment. And we always ask the troopers, do they like what they do? What brought them to the public service side of things? So maybe talk about your own career, how many years, and just any openings and thoughts on fish and game.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'll start with we actually have openings right now. We have open applications, or the position is open. So if anybody's interested, and I don't care what, you know, where you are in the, you know, it doesn't have to be that in law enforcement or whatever the case. I mean, you certainly do have to have an associate's degree. But, you know, if you're thinking about a change in career and this is something, you know, you want to be outside and you want to, you know, be able to hike or ride snow machines or four wheelers or whatever the case may be, I mean, certainly come and apply and see if this is for you. So we are currently open. We have four positions that we're looking to fill. And that would actually increase our numbers because we need officers out in the field, and we were down positions, but we were given money to increase those positions, so that's great, and that's open right now. So we're looking to fill that. But to answer your question, I'm 21 years here at Fish and Game,
wow.
And I have 25 years in law enforcement.
Awesome.
I worked for municipal law enforcement before I came here. This is what I always wanted to do. It's the best job in the world if you like to be outside. And certainly it's been a very rewarding career when you look back on it. This is the job where we're looking for people that we don't have to supervise directly every day. I can tell you that, you know, the best part of this job was that, you know, I drove to the end of my driveway. I said, I can either drive right or left, and that's really up to me where I go and what I do with my
awesome.
Day.
So awesome.
It's the best.
Well, do us a favor. Don't retire too soon, Captain. We need you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm not going anywhere, so I appreciate the allowance on today.
It's not everything it's cranking up to be, Captain. Trust me. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Captain Michael Eastman, New Hampshire Fishing Game.